You're listening to SBS News.
He's a Prime Minister under intense pressure. Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks was ruled unlawful by 11 Supreme Court judges. But speaking in New York City, where he was attending the United Nations General Assembly, Boris Johnson insisted his Brexit plans won't change.
I have the highest respect, of course, for our judiciary and for the independence of our courts, but I must say I strongly disagree with this judgment. And we in the UK will not be deterred from getting on and delivering on the will of the people to come out of the EU on October the 31st.
The Supreme Court's ruling came as a shock even to those who brought the case against the PM. Lady Brenda Hale is the court's chief judge.
This prolonged suspension of parliamentary democracy took place in quite exceptional circumstances. The fundamental change, which was due to take place in the Constitution of the United Kingdom on the 31st of October. Parliament, and in particular the House of Commons, as the elected representatives of the people, has a right to a voice in how that change comes about. The effect on the fundamentals of our democracy was extreme.
Mr. Johnson's political opponents are now calling for him to resign, saying the public can no longer trust him. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is cutting his party's annual conference short to return to Westminster.
The government will be held to account for what it has done. Boris Johnson has been found to have misled the country. This unelected Prime Minister should now resign.
The leader of the Liberal Democrats, the only major party promising to stop Brexit should they gain power, says the court's decision highlights flaws in the Prime Minister's character. Here's Jo Swinson.
Boris Johnson is not fit to be Prime Minister. He has acted unlawfully in trying to silence Parliament, trying to silence the voices of the people, because he does not want to be held to account. He does not want to have to answer questions about his disastrous Brexit policy. And in doing so, he was prepared to mislead the Queen and indeed to mislead the whole country.
But Mr. Johnson insists he won't be going anywhere.
And I think what the people of the country want is to see parliamentarians coming together, working on, in the national interest, to get this thing done. And that's what we're going to do.
After making a speech in front of other world leaders at the United Nations, the Prime Minister flew back to London into the political storm. Prorogation was supposed to stop MPs from frustrating his Brexit plans, but they passed a law requiring him to ask the European Union for another delay to Brexit anyway. He currently has no majority in Parliament, and opposition MPs could put forward a vote of no confidence in his government. Or they might leave him in office until the threat of a hard Brexit on October the 31st has been ruled out. 2 months into his premiership, Boris Johnson is facing the fight of his political life. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS News.